On CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast, it's time to head to the Burnie Arts and Function Centre Arts Theatre because on Tuesday next week at 7:30, Love Song Dedications without Richard Mercer takes to the stage, Jess.
Yeah, this sounds fantastic. And to tell us more about the show, we've got one of the stars of the show and co-creator as well, Bonnie Lee Dodds on the line from Melbourne. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Lee and Jeff.
Good morning. We all recall the 90s, Richard Mercer on Late at Night taking love song dedications, as do you by the sounds of things.
Absolutely. How can you forget that luscious baritone voice?
Oh, it was amazing. Yes, you know? I've got a bit of a
Lay's rocking
sniffle
that
going
voice
on,
this
so
morning, yeah.
Taking your requests now. Okay, so Bonnie, what exactly made you get this off the ground?
So we made the show like quite a few years ago, actually, and we're bringing it back for a second season, and we're so excited to bring it down to Tassie and to bring it to Burnie in particular. It's basically so my performing partner Tom and I are trying to find the greatest love song of all time, but the catch is we can only use the top 100 most requested songs from that radio show's history, from all those late night song dedications, you know, of Sharon ringing up to dedicate Mariah Carey. So we've listened to thousands of dedications and we've found the top 100, and then we go and we find the greatest love song of all time.
That sounds like so much fun.
Do we cue Whitney Houston here
yeah,
at all?
I think we should. This has got to make the cut.
Yeah, you better believe that plays in the show.
Good, that's good. We love doing a good request or dedication type show. These days, we don't get to do as many of them as we would like to, but it's still such a fun part of radio is playing a song for someone else. And that thrill, I think, of hearing your own dedication on the radio as well, or a song that's been dedicated to you, is a buzz that so many listeners can relate to.
Totally. And I think as well, something that, you know, that Tom and I found listening to the history of this show in particular, but lots of different request shows, and, you know, there are request shows across the world, they all kind of had the same shtick, is that you ring up and initially you're kind of like, oh, yeah, it's a bit of a joke, it's a bit funny, but then the sincerity really hits and it is a genuine way of human connection. And it's such a beautiful, it's a beautiful part of radio history, I think. And the emotions behind it still stand, but it is also still quite funny as well.
Well, radio is the original social media, let's be honest. So
totally.
It's great to see this being brought to the stage, and we're really interested to see how you go about doing that.
Thank you. Now, yeah, I think after last year as well, we're very used now after, you know, sending songs to each other and sending things to each other digitally has become such a way of showing connection that it suddenly the show makes a lot more sense and, you know, is just as relevant today now.
Now, yeah. Richard Mercer these days, a bit of a recluse. Have you managed to sit down and have a one-on-one with the man himself?
Yeah. Well, we made a podcast about us trying to get in touch with Richard Mercer. It's called Missing Richard Mercer. And we thought it would be pretty easy, but as you said, it does turn out that he has shied away from the public quite a lot since his radio show days. But he actually heard us on radio doing promo for the show. And he got in contact, and so we do have a communication with him, and that he's happy for us to kind of, you know, champion his legacy a bit. But it's only because we believe in the sincerity of it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We're totally stoked he's let us make this show, you know.
I wonder if there'll be a Lee and Jess the stage show in 20
years
time.
To come.
Bonnie and Tom
I reckon there could be. With that luscious voice, you can give anything a try.
We're about to tick over 7 years of this show, so you never know. You never know.
Exactly.
Give it another 7 years.
So, Bonnie, yep. Who are you reaching out to? What kind of audience is going to love this show?
Honestly, and no, it's so cliche to be like, everybody will love it. But we have found that it's such a relatable work that lots of people really enjoy it. It is a great date night out. You know, it's really fun. There's lots of big songs in there, songs from the greatest songs of history. There's lots of, there's Shania Twain, there's Etta James, there's Ronan Keating. It's super accessible. We've had people come and then bring their mums or then bring their, you know, their kids. And so it's cross-generational. If you just want a really fun comedy, good night out, yeah. come and see the show. We can't wait to do it.
Fantastic. For more information or to become a subscriber at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre, all you need to do is get in touch with the box office or go to the website burniearts.net. Bonnie, thank you for your time this morning.
And if you'd like to win yourself a double pass to head along and see the show, we have got one up for grabs right now. Just phone 1-300-655-922. We'll take caller number 3 this morning.
Bonnie, thank you for your time this morning. We hope that it is a great success. It sounds fantastic.
Thanks so much, guys. Can't wait to see you there.
G'day, CFM. It's Lee and Jess. Who are we speaking with?
Your best buddy, Josh.
Josh, hello to you. You well?
How did I fluke this?
How did it was meant
to
be?
Yeah, you did well, because that phone started ringing off the hook very quickly. I think Bonnie has sold this show very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I missed the first half of what she had to say, but the last half sounded pretty good to me.
It got you. So Josh has slid into our DMs, and, mate, we'll throw you a double pass. How does that sound?
Sounds pretty good to me.